The research charity RICO, which stands for the Research Institute for Consumer Affairs, is looking for more blind and partially sighted people to help them test products and services in a whole range of areas. They're particularly keen that the accessibility and ease of use of products and levels of customer service are tested against what a vision-impaired person wants and should expect. Chris Lofthouse from RICO told us more about what they do and why it's important that their testing panels should include those who live with sight loss.
The key thing for us is that the person, the user, the consumer, is at the centre of all of our research. So what we really are looking for are more people to join our consumer research panel, and particularly blind and partially sighted people. For example, we are surveying the passenger assist survey on train travel, which is all around the country, and people are giving us feedback on their experiences. So we do quite a bit of survey work and focus groups on various issues. So we're very keen to recruit more blind and partially sighted people to our panel.
Is this kind of mystery shopping then, when it comes to something like passenger assist, that you're using the service anyway? Or do you actually say to somebody, can you please take the journey from York to Darlington and test out the passenger assist on that particular route for us?
It's a good question. It can be either, actually. But the current research we're doing is of people's existing journeys. We do mystery shopping as well, but at the current time we're doing people's existing journeys and getting a feedback on how they find the service.
And very broadly speaking, is accessibility the thing that you are testing, not just for services, but for products as well that might be used around the home when it comes to blind and partially sighted people contributing? Is that the key thing, the accessibility?
I suppose it is the key thing, accessibility of products and services, but also what we would also regard as customer service, because we mystery shop services, and customer care or how people are treated, as we all know, is absolutely key to a good experience of either train travel or visiting a shop or whatever. So real user experience is what RICO is about.
And do you test products in the kind of hands-on way? In other words, you take a manufacturer's product and you hand it round a group of blind and partially sighted people and say, what do you think of this?
Yes, we will do that, and we have done that. It's not as informal as you've just put it. It's quite strict in terms of the protocol of giving people tasks to do, of testing the product, and people have got as long as they want to complete the task, and then we actually listen to and interview what people say about how they found a particular product when we're doing that product testing.
I take it then that you're looking for blind and partially sighted people right across the UK. If someone gets in touch with you, what will they be letting themselves in for in the nicest possible way? What will you be asking of them?
Well, first of all, we'll ask them to complete quite a detailed registration form. And the detail is really to collect information so we can match our research with the particular person, both in terms of where they live and also their degree of disability and appropriateness of the research. People can always say no. We make a point of paying people, of covering people's expenses and time. So that's a consideration. It isn't ongoing research work, unfortunately. It's very piecemeal. So it might be that we would call people up on, say, a focus group on taxi travel with guide dogs is one we've done, and other things. So it's piecemeal and it's now and again. But the main thing from our point of view is it's powerful with the consumer having a good input into our research. And the other thing to mention really is that we've got a special interest group of blind and partially sighted people within the panel. So we're hoping to focus more on issues related to research and blind and partially sighted people. So there's quite an incentive for people to join. They will get updates and more information, and also hopefully in the future be involved in more informal product testing.
And if people do join your ranks as a tester, whatever it might be, but they want to help you with your research, are they then committed to doing a certain amount of research, in a year, or can they sit out various things? If you ring them and say, can you do this particular testing for us? Can they say, sorry, can I pass on this? Come back to me in a few months?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's certainly what people do. It's very much dependent upon people's availability and if they're willing to do the research. People can sit it out. And people do that. I mean, different panel members have different levels of involvement, and it's really for the panel member to decide what they're involved with and their availability, of course, as well.
And finally, Chris, because of your testing processes, your mystery shopping, your analysis that's done by, in this case, blind and partially sighted people, does that arm you with the findings, the research you get out of this, to go to the service provider, the product manufacturer, and actually get things changed?
That's our ultimate aim, is to slowly improve things under the, well, the magic words, as we've mentioned, accessibility and also inclusion, and the key thing, which is inclusive design. We're chipping away really at quite a lot of inertia. However, technology is moving ahead because access is becoming an issue right across the board for the new technologies. So, yes, we're trying to improve things slowly.
Now, if you'd like to make an initial inquiry about joining Riker's panel of testers, or maybe just to ask more about what might be involved, they can be emailed at mail@rica.org.uk. You can order a large print registration form if that suits you, or you can register over the phone by calling 020-7427-2460, in which case going through the registration takes about 15 minutes and Riker will phone you back to do that. You can also find out more about Riker's research, joining the testing panel and registering by visiting their website at www.riker.org.uk.